Welcome back to LandLink Zambia and this Coffee with the Editor. I'm now joined by the General Manager of BBR, Raymond. So nice to see you. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to chat with you again.
You've had a good couple of weeks.
We've been seeing opportunities arising in the region.
You have been awarded the concession? Oh, it's an open access agreement.
NRZ, just like the rest of the rail operators in the region, have now realized that there is need for private sector participation. And they've awarded us an open access agreement. And we started operating 1st of March.
And that would be why you received locomotives recently?
Yes, we brought in three locomotives and about 100 and close to 150 wagons.
So what kind of tonnage expectation are you looking at? And what kind of volumes and commodity?
They want the open access to bring in incremental volumes. So we are looking at mining developments. I think their first cargo that they were looking at was lithium. But because of the reduction in the lithium prices, they've now opened it up to a number of other commodities. I think in the month of March, we've moved chrome, we've moved again copper, we've moved clinker. So it's a bit diverse, the portfolio that we have moved so far.
But it's good for business, it's good for NRZ, it's great for BBR.
Definitely, especially in a year like where we are, where it's a drought year, governments are definitely not going to release money towards infrastructure. Most of the money is going to go towards drought relief. So they're coming in at least of private sector, brings in that excess locomotives and wagons that the railway operators really need.
Okay, and BBR itself? How's that concession going?
We're encouraged because we are in the last 5 years of the concession. And we're encouraged that there's life after 2029 because of the way that the region is opening up.
We're here in Zambia, so there's obviously great opportunity with the inter-regional railways. So you must have some views and thoughts.
Yeah, from the presentation made, you saw that I think between DRC and Zambia, there is about 3.7 million production of copper. When you talk about copper, you need also sulfur movement. And I understand the ratio is more than 2-to-1. You need more sulfur than the copper that you are producing. So with the focus that there's going to be growth from 800,000 to 1 million in Zambia, and I think from 2.8 million crossing 3 million in DRC, we foresee that there is major opportunities that are there for rail to grow. Currently, we're moving below 20%. To us, some might look at it as a bad thing, but from a private sector perspective, it's an opportunity for us to do that, yeah.
So the last presentation, they were giving the numbers on just the copper alone outside of any of the other commodities. And I'm still perplexed as to how rail is actually going to meet those challenges in terms of moving those tonnages without the private sector involved in the process. And I think it also comes down to having the private sector involved, but then making sure that those access fees are aligned correctly. I mean, you probably know from an access fee point of view, like how should that model really work?
I think this is one thing, because what really helps in terms of the balance between, I think, looking at revenue and costs, the issue of transit times play a big role. We're getting onto tracks that need rehabilitation. So sometimes you're taking double time.
Yeah.
So it's costing you double cost in terms of labor, in terms of locomotive time. So I think there is need, and we've been discussing with them, with the state-owned enterprises to say, factor that in your formulas, that there is still room for improvement on the track. And also if that commitment can come to say that whatever access fee is paid goes towards at least rehabilitating the track, I think that will solve in the long term the current challenges that are there.